Jen came into the police station with her cameraman, waved at Molly, and came to Jesse's office, the cameraman behind her. "No cameras in the station," Jesse said when he saw them. The cameraman looked at Jen. "You want to make it a freedom of the press thing?" he said. Jen grinned. "Go ahead, Mike," Jen said. "Take a break in the van. I'll just talk with Jesse." The cameraman picked up his camera and went out. Jen sat across from Jesse. "Very impressive," she said. Jesse nodded. "Riding in with the little kids, introducing them, made the protesters look foolish," Jen said. Jesse nodded again. "I kind of liked it also," Jen said, "when Molly stomped on that woman's foot." "Molly being Molly," Jesse said. "I am woman, hear me roar," Jen said. "I suspect Molly would be Molly with or without feminism," Jesse said. Jen nodded. "I like her," Jen said. "I like her too," Jesse said. "What do you suppose the protesters really want in all of this?" Jen said. "We on the record here, Jen?"
"I'd like to be," Jen said.
Jesse nodded. "No comment," he said. Jen leaned back a little in her chair and looked at Jesse with her head tilted to the side. Her summer dress had slid up to mid-thigh. Her legs were tan. Jesse felt the feeling. He had felt the feeling for such a long time now that it was nearly routine. Sometimes he thought it was the only feeling he had. "Okay, then," Jen said, off the record. "First a question for you," Jesse said. "How'd you happen to be there?"
"It's news," Jen said with a smile. "A lawyer named Blake called us up and informed us of that."
Jesse shook his head.
"They actually think if they get coverage," Jen said, "they'll get sympathy."
Jesse nodded. "Maybe a little out of touch," Jesse said. "They probably have a couple of problems with the Crown Estate project, neither of which, as you may have observed, is traffic."
"Hell," Jen said. "Our van took up as much space as your bus."
"It did," Jesse said. "One of their problems is they fear a decrease in the value of real estate around the school. And if everybody's like them, the real estate next to a school for disadvantaged children will be harder to sell. And they think that everybody is like them, or at least everybody who counts."
"They do seem insular," Jen said.
"Most people are."
"What's their other problem?" Jen said.
"They don't want a bunch of low-class wetbacks moving into paradise."
"Simple bigotry?" Jen said.
"It's almost always that," Jesse said, "when you wipe away the bullshit."
"Wow," Jen said. "Cynical, cynical, cynical."
"I like to think of it as profiting from the learning experience," Jesse said.
"May I use any of this?"
"No."
"Why not?"
"Because it was off the record," Jesse said. "Feel free to use anything I said on the record.
The only thing you said on the record was no comment."
"Feel free," Jesse said.